All summer long, NPR is exploring the American dream, what it means to people and why it matters. Home ownership has always been a cornerstone of that dream, whether it's a covered wagon and plot of land or a picket fence on a cul-de-sac. NPR's business correspondent Chris Arnold covers the housing market, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rachel.
So if we look over the past decade, Chris, housing was at the center of the bubble in the economy when things were going really great. But then it was also at the center of the collapse when that bubble burst. How has all of that turmoil in the housing market affected the popular conception of the American dream?
Well, in some ways, you could say it's been a frontal assault on the American dream. We saw millions of people who thought that they had achieved a big part of that dream, which is, of course, owning their own houses, only then later to get foreclosed on and kicked out of their homes. And some of them bought houses that they couldn't afford and they never should have bought those houses. Others, though, got cheated by crooked mortgage brokers, or they really should have been able to stay in the house, but the bank made mistakes and denied them for federal programs that could have helped them save their house. So you might think that all this has tarnished the American dream a little bit, and it probably has for some people.
What has that meant for our country's overall perception or vision of the American dream? Has that perception changed?
Overall, no, I don't think it has. And right after the housing crash, we saw all kinds of big, important sounding stories about how home ownership doesn't make any sense anymore. And it's a brave new world out there where renting is the new owning and all this stuff. 20 years ago, it made sense for most Americans to own a house. I think now it still makes sense for most Americans to own a house. And perhaps particularly right now, because homes have gotten a lot cheaper and interest rates are way low. And by many measures, it's probably been 40 years since it's been this affordable to own a house.
And I understand we have some numbers that help to gauge how Americans are thinking about home ownership these days.
Yes, just a week or so ago, the Woodrow Wilson Center came out with a poll of likely voters. It found that 84% of people said that home ownership is just as or more important than it was 5 years ago. 90% of people said that they still think that home ownership is part of the American dream. So overall, it doesn't seem to have shaken this almost innate desire to own a home that many people have.
And government in America, the government has also played a big part for generations in really promoting this idea of home ownership and its role in the American dream ideal, right? What responsibility does government have in framing our perception of this dream?
Well, that's a question we're going to be asking ourselves going forward, right? I mean, the government's going to reassess and reshape Fannie Mae and looking at the mortgage interest tax deduction. These are all things that promote home ownership in this country, and they're all up for review right now over the next few years. And yes, we do have this long tradition. You go back to the 1860s, there was the Homestead Act, you know, that let people buy farms. And even before that, people would come from Europe and they'd say, you know, there's this sort of anti-feudal impulse in America. The people here aspire to live without some landlord sitting on their back demanding rents. You know, these impulses have been here for a long time, and I just think we're not going too far away from that anytime soon.
Economics correspondent Chris Arnold. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.